Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. It is day number 437 of Trump's exile from his rightful place in the Oval Office. April is here, and the word means to open. It's a month to open our eyes and see. And wow, have we got a lot to put before your eyes today. Biden is warning us of what his administration has planned for America. Food shortages, fuel prices going through the ceiling, inflation rising constantly, the consequence of supply chain and market disruptions, and especially a blackout that's coming, he says. The current usurper-in-chief is preparing the duped Americans to blame all of this on Russia and Ukraine, or on COVID too, or anything and everyone except the ones that are responsible. Biden and the Democrat Party apparatchiks. None of this would be happening if Trump was in his rightful place. We must expose the election fraud and restore the right of the people to choose their representatives. There will be no justice in America until this is corrected, as you, I'm sure, are noticing, unless it is by an intervention of the wrath of God. So let's get an update on the stolen election and progress toward bringing the thieves to justice and returning the stolen diamonds, the right of the people to vote for their governing representatives. Do it now, because like Kamilala told us, repeatedly, by the way, there truly is significance to the passage of time. Bruce Jenner landed a gig on Fox News. Jenner the gender bender. Now, here's an appropriate play on an old expression, delusions of gender. Why does all of this matter? Fauci's days are numbered. He has been weighed in the divine scales, and his judgment stalks him. Some men's sins are open beforehand, the Bible says, going before to judgment. And some men, they follow after. 1 Timothy 5:24. The expression, going before to judgment, means to be exposed before his judgment is executed. Fauci is one whose sins God will expose, and be sure they'll find you out, sir. Fauci is one of those whose sins will be exposed beforehand, and we will see his facade crumble to dust and his serpent tongue licking it up. The blood on his hands drips into the mouths of every person attempting to come to his aid and to support him. He is cursed. Ne'arim Me'era. The first CEO of Twitter was a Faustian opportunist. He cowed to destroy America First agenda because he feared losing his gain and his place and his status. The new CEO is an anti-American zealot, ideologically passionate about destroying the foundations of liberty and free speech in this country. Okay, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The Biden agenda. Biden is declaring what he has planned for America. Food shortages, consequence of supply chain and market disruptions, and especially a blackout. All of it to be blamed on, well, Russia invading Ukraine. But the facts, all of this was developing before Russia invaded Ukraine, at the behest and invitation of America, by the way, or at least through its government. Biden's first act after wresting power in America from the people by farce and force was to destroy our energy independence and shift America to dependence upon foreign energy sources. Everything he has done since has served foreign interests over ours. Now the revelations from Hunter's laptop are pushing through all the efforts of the wicked to hide the truth, so the rest of the country can now see what we've been looking at for quite a long time. We know where Biden's loyalties lie. He's owned by Russia, Iran, and China. There is a theory out there that Putin, Xi, and Trump are secretly colluding together to break the globalist conspiracy to subordinate America to the power of Satan. I understand the rationale behind that theory, but I think it's completely wrong. I believe those promoting this, for the most part, are unaware that they are playing into the hands of the deep state and globalist agenda. This provides cover for the wicked rulers of Russia, Iran, and China to move their agenda forward, enjoying the support of many otherwise patriotic Americans. Look, see, Trump's policies were not favorable to Putin, and they were not favorable to Xi, and they were certainly not favorable to Iran's mullahs, Ali. Everything Trump did advanced America, elevated America, restored the integrity of our economy and our military, and totally shut down the globalist agenda, because it is impossible for the dark powers in this world today to succeed at advancing Satan's grip and rise to power in this world, so long as America is strong and under America First leadership. The Great Reset agenda is to bring America down, to shift the geopolitical alignment of nations into a new order, meaning an order where America is no longer the leading superpower, where the U.S. dollar will no longer be the currency of trade, where American values of fidelity to the ideal of constitutional republic will be defeated, where the god of mammon through bankers can own everything and control all nations and use the god of forces to establish a universal dictatorship. Whereas Karl Schwab, founder and president of the World Economic Forum, has said more than once out loud in front of God and everybody, you, the people, will own nothing, and you will be happy. That statement best summarizes what the world will look like if, or when, America is turned into hell by the hand of God in response to America's sins. The hell of communism, a fitting judgment for a nation that has abused liberty as we have, and in the abuse of that liberty, virtually destroyed justice. You will own nothing. You will be a serf, serving the interests of the landowners, eating what they feed you and doing what they tell you. And you will be happy or else. Yeah, no show of discontent will be tolerated. You will be happy. And they mean it. You will be told what to think. You'll be told how to feel. You will be beat into conformity. You know, this is the unspoken agenda of the whole vaccine and mark mandate nonsense. Did you know that? Hey, that's what the Pfizer community vaccine is supposed to facilitate. Now, really, get a load of this. Scott Piergrossi, president of a company called Brand Institute. That's a group that specializes in branding products. And this group was hired to come up with a name for Pfizer's vaccine. Well, this president of that company said after much consultation with Pfizer, they settled on a goal. And the goal in naming the drug was to, quote, overlap ideas and layer meaning into the name. Interesting how much they shaped this name very purposely with a specific agenda. They specifically wanted to encompass community in the name they gave to community. No, I'm serious. The word community is intended to blend the COVID-19 mRNA community and immunity into one word. Community is the essential essence of the word, though. That's the foundation of it. They considered COVID-19, they considered R-Nax-COVI, they considered COVI-MIRNA, and I assume I'm pronouncing these correctly. They considered RN-Extract. But these lacked that fundamental idea that they're really interested in promoting, and that's the idea of community. They want, I'm not against community, but listen to what I'm bringing out here. They want a commune mentality where everyone moves in lockstep together in one direction, determined by them at their discretion. When Schwab says you will own nothing, that's what he means. You will own nothing. They, on the other hand, will own everything, and you will be happy. That's an order, because they're going to be happy, so you better be happy. Have you noticed that the entire campaign to get you vaxxed, well, the essential message has been subordinate your individuality to the interests of the commune. I intend to address that tonight during our Comforting Council for the Present Distress visit. I usually go live at around 8 p.m. and we visit for, I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour, usually about an hour. Go to Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria Facebook page and join us in our visit. What sort of society will this look like? If you said the society of China under the Chinese Communist Party, you're right on. If you said the society of Russia under the Soviet Union communists, you're over the target. If you said the society and culture imposed on the people of Iran, you hit the target. All prophecy buffs know that Persia Iran, is the dominating power of the bear when it rises, not Medea, which is Russia, Selah. But America must demise before the bear can arise, all right? See Obama's subservience to Iran. See Biden's subservience to Iran, China, and Russia wake up. Biden and the Democrat Party is playing for time to get the job done, to finally destroy American dominance in the world, to bring the world under the power of Putin, Xi, and Ali. That triumvirate. Not Putin, Xi, and Trump. Putin, Xi, and Ali, the three ribs in the mouth of the demon represented by the bear in Daniel's prophecy, that call on the bear to rise up and devour much flesh. The appetite of Russia is to reestablish the Soviet empire. With Ukraine, Russia resumes empire status. The CCP and their Belt and Road Initiative, well, that provides the New World Order supply chain, controlling the flow and distribution of goods. This sure sounds like prophecies in Revelation, doesn't it? I'll talk to it this coming Sunday morning. That's the CCP interest in all of this. Reviving the Soviet Empire, that's Russia's interest in this. Destroying Israel by isolating her from America's ability to protect her, that's Ali's interest in this. These interests converge, and they are all aligned against America. The Western globalists of the World Economic Forum want to use this war in Ukraine to usher in the Great Reset. You've heard a lot about that, I'm sure. That's what Larry Fink, common Jewish moniker, and he's Jewish, that was made a pejorative in Germany, by the way. But the guy is certainly a fink in the pejorative sense. He runs BlackRock and manages a $10 trillion portfolio. And he wants to buy your house, in fact. He wants to buy up all American homes in view of the day that you will own nothing. Oh, yeah. Fink is a super supporter of the Karl Schwab agenda and the World Economic Forum. He said the war in Ukraine is facilitating the agenda to take down the present world order, in which America is the dominating force, and replace it with a new world order, which essentially puts the world into the control of the super bankers. Mammon, god of Mammon, who once they gain control of the superpower of America's military and turn it over to the devil god of forces with control of the economy and the military, they will rule the world. And you will own nothing because they will own it all, and you will be happy or you'll be deemed insane and disappeared into some concentration. That's what they do in China. If you oppose the government there, they brand you insane and you just disappear. You'll be disappeared into some concentration camp for re-education, which if that fails, you'll be ushered into, well, perhaps one of their ovens, you know, or to the guillotine where they're prepared to cook your goose or take your head away. My tone belies the seriousness of this concern. This is what they have in view, my friends. But Larry Fink tells us the war in Ukraine is moving the world toward collapse into the hands of these dictator technocrats who will use technology to enslave us, who are like the fascists that operate at the upper echelons of Facebook and Twitter and so on. If they succeed at destroying America and finally and fully pulling her out from under God, which is the agenda, this world will be thrown into a time of upheaval without precedent. And out of the ashes, Larry hopes, there will emerge the New World Order. None of this would be happening if Trump was in his rightful office. We must expose the election fraud and restore the right of the people to choose their representatives. There will be no justice in this country until that election is corrected, unless it is by an intervention of the wrath of Almighty God. The thieves must return the diamonds. This must be done immediately because, well, like Kami Lala told us repeatedly, by the way, there truly is significance to the passage of time. For many of you that live in the echo chamber of the mainstream media, you probably think the whole election was stolen thing is over and that the thieves have gotten away with stealing the people's right to choose their leaders. They got away with the diamonds. Now, I'm short on time here, so I'm going to give a more thorough update on this tonight during our comfort and counsel visit. But Tina Peters was Mesa County Clerk in Colorado. She's running again now for re-election before and during the national 2020 election and the 2021 regional election there. She received several complaints from her constituents about the 2020 election and was warned that Dominion, the company providing the voting machines used there and virtually all over America, that they were sending out a team to upgrade, air quotes, the machines. Suspicious that they were wiping evidence of voter fraud from the machines, she created a backup of the Dominion machines used under her purview as county clerk. The Secretary of State in Colorado, Jenna Griswold, learned of this and freaked out. Why would she be so concerned that Tina made a backup of election records? Wouldn't that be considered prudent? She sent in a team, that is, Griswold, sent in a team of police to raid Tina's office searching for the backup. She brought Tina up on charges, trying to say her actions violated law. How does creating a backup of election data from Dominion machines constitute a violation of any reasonable law? Tina has turned this backup over to forensic experts who have studied it and discovered the answer to our dilemma. There are three reports. Two of them were released from the forensic investigation of Doug Gold, former chief cybersecurity strategist for AT&T. And his investigation report shows proof that at least 29,000 election records had been deleted at the direction of Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. Why would she require that? The second report, that's against the law. The second report revealed more disturbing details. He revealed that the Dominion election systems were vulnerable to manipulation from someone hacking in. Remember, nobody could hack in. They're not connected to the internet. It was all a lie. Now, we know it was all a lie. And here's why they lied. He showed that one could literally go into the database holding the sacrosanct votes of the people and manipulate the votes from a device as readily available as an iPhone. One could literally flip votes and control the outcome of an election with only a few quick commands. Now, I'm out of time here for this segment, and I have important matters to address in the next. So we're going to pick this up tonight, Lord willing, during our comfort and counsel visit. Quickly, the third report prepared by another cybersecurity expert who checked Doug's work concluded this was done on purpose, that it is impossible for it to have occurred accidentally or by any of the election officials. Someone probably from Dominion pulled this off. We must decertify the 2020 election, throw Biden and Harris out of office and very likely into jail, place an injunction against Pelosi from issuing any kind of executive orders or signing any bills into law until a new election can be conducted or until Trump can be reinstated in his office where he belongs. If we do another election, it must be done without these accursed Dominion stealing machines. Hold on to the break. I'll be right
back. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march. An enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Jenner the gender blender gets a gig on Fox News. Why is that a problem? In the first segment, I brought out the fact that America teeters on the brink, staring into the maw of hell, about to be turned over to the power of those that hate us, and hate Christians and Christianity especially. I've been speaking to the danger of the gay agenda for many years, decades really, warning as early as in the 70s and 80s that it is impossible for a Christian culture to embrace or to live side by side with the homosexual culture without fundamentally destroying biblical Christianity. These are totally incompatible systems. The homosexual agenda is grounded on the ultimate ideal of pansexuality, and by the way, this was the objective of that movement from its beginning, although leaders considered it too much for the public to take, so they hid it. NAMBLA, you might remember, a pedophile-promoting organization, marched on and off with the gay parade for the same reason. There was concern it would be too much, too fast for the American public to digest. I said this then would necessarily lead to a total breakdown of gender distinctions in our culture, and here we are. Delusions of gender. But again, what's the problem with that? You know, live and let live, right? Well, you see, as we have already seen, those promoting the agenda are not content to live and let live. They're not going to let us alone so long as we leave them alone with their perversions. They insist that everyone else affirm their lifestyle. And beyond that, they insist everyone accept it as normal. And they want access to our children to teach them this stuff. It's a road that leads to Sodom. You know that story when the men of the city came out in force to force their sodomy on men visiting their city. Some have suggested that every man and woman needs to experience homosexuality in order to completely break down resistance to this aberration against nature, and, as we shall see, this abomination against nature's God. The gender confusion has taken such hold in this country, as you know. Men are presenting themselves as females and participating in female sports, destroying opportunities for biological females to compete in fair competition. And now they are coming after the churches. They have been after them all along. They want the churches to affirm homosexuality. That's their ultimate objective. And if a church refuses, for example, to perform wedding services or to provide wedding services to transgendered couples or homosexuals, they want to make it a crime that can make the churches liable to having criminal charges placed against them. So now we have to go into our statement of faith and clarify our doctrinal position on this and make it clear the church cannot perform such ceremonies or allow their facilities to be used for such as a matter of conscience. And we have to define woman in our statements in biblical and scientific terms now so that some man does not come along and say, well, he qualifies under our definition of woman because he's decided he is a woman. And the point at this point in our brain massage is that it simply never stops. The aberration continues to degrade the divinely established roles of male and female until now we have people identifying as furries. Some high school kids are self-identifying as a cat or a dog or whatever. And water seems to be cool with that. Give me a break. These people are blind. They dress and exhibit the mannerisms of these creatures. And as a quick aside, this can serve as a mask to cover demon possession, my friends. These behaviors are often associated with someone who has come under the control of devils. But even if a malevolent spirit has not taken possession of all these kids, seducing spirits teaching doctrines of devils certainly have taken control of their minds. Recently, a parent approached school administrators in her child's school and requested they place litter boxes in the restrooms for the children who are identifying as furries. She explained that her child self-identifies as a fury, or a cat in this case. A furry, or is it fury? Furry is what it is. And she wants to support her child, and so she wants the school to place a litter box in the girl's restroom. The school denied the request, but we've been down this road several times, and every time it results in yet another capitulation to insanity. It's cropping up in Indiana, Michigan, all over the country. Children attending school acting like and dressing like cats or dogs. They'll hiss and scratch at you and meow and bark. And these are not 4- and 5-year-olds play acting. We're talking about high school age young people. So what? Well, interestingly, bestiality is rising. Pedophilia is rising. We have dominion over the animals. Did you know that? Yeah, according to the Bible. And they are given to us for food. If people start identifying as animals, you, at the same time you degrade humanity to the level of an animal, you elevate the animal to the level of humanity. And so we're reducing themselves to the level of an animal over which others can execute or exercise dominion. And this is going to open up avenues to bestiality, cannibalism even. Oh, quit rolling your eyes. I can almost hear someone reacting to this warning exactly the way they reacted to me when I said the cultural embracing of homosexuality will necessarily lead to the acceptance of pedophilia, which is pervasive in our culture, only still hidden for the most part from your view. Human sex trafficking, bondage, sadomasochism, all of that. I warned this would become increasingly accepted in our culture. And all manner of deviant behaviors. All of this started with the unisex movement. Oh, quit rolling your eyes. Pay attention. Learn something here. Really. Breaking down the gender distinction commanded by God in scriptures like Deuteronomy 22:5, where it says, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's clothing or garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Now, perhaps now you understand why what to perhaps even many in my own audience would consider trivial. You know, a woman wearing clothing designated for a male and vice versa. Big deal, right? But maybe you understand why it's an abomination to God. This word abomination means it is something disgusting, morally repugnant, an abhorrence, which is something that elicits a feeling of repulsion or loathing. It makes God sick. Who likes to trigger God and offend him? Well, Satan does, of course, and all who are under the influence of that prince of the power of the air, that spirit that works in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. The precept is clear. A man is not to dress in a woman's clothing. Brucey, you are an abomination to God. You can judge within yourselves what God thinks of those who applaud this abomination. Sexual confusion is also called an abomination. Leviticus 20, verse 13. Read the entire chapter. There are two abominations that trigger the wrath of God upon a nation. I appeal to you. Listen. The first is the shedding of innocent blood. Right? And the second is gender confusion in manners and dress. God has declared those who are effeminate to be categorized with adulterers, idolaters, fornicators. Read 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Now here's the brain massage moment of clarity. We certainly should do all in our power to restore the integrity of the vote. And we must require the diamonds stolen are returned. We must, but let me issue this important warning. That won't by itself be enough. God made it very clear that if he spared not the natural branches, you know, of the culture olive tree that he planted in the earth, to which family he gave the kingdom, which includes the dominion, stewardship over the resources of the earth. And so that nation has enjoyed plenty in food and material blessings. And then the sword, which is the military might to protect the rights and privileges of those under God's watch and covering. We are told plainly that if God would not spare Israel and Judah, that's that cultured olive tree, from destruction and enslavement, the loss of their independence as a nation, the loss of their liberties, the destruction of their livelihoods and their very lives, if in fury God set them under his wrath, whom he before had favored and blessed and prospered above all nations in the world, and made them a laughingstock, a derision, the scorn of the world, and the mocking of the unrighteous. We have been warned by the Apostle Paul, do not think for one moment, you, Christian, who were grafted in, will not face the same wrath. God is angry with America. There's no question about that. Putting these vile sins into his face. Friend, that's not a good idea. We must repent from the shedding of innocent blood, both in legalized murder of innocent babies in the wombs of their mothers. But what are we doing instead? Well, we're now trying to pass a law that will allow abortion up to term here in California, and even allow babies after birth to be neglected and left to die without nourishment or warmth for up to 7 days or 14 days or whatever it is. And some want to extend it beyond that. America, you're losing your humanity. And those of us who see this had better rise up and speak out and do something about it. We are the light of the world. Turn the light on, man. One of the most critical issues we face right now is the loss of our power to elect the officers of our government. And God's taken that away from us. Don't make any mistake about that. They stole it. I understand that. But God, I wish you understood that. I'll speak to it this coming Sunday morning. It must be restored, and then we must use it to rid ourselves of these wicked and insane people who are leading this country straight to hell. Now, friend, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You call, let me know you see that they're on. Call 805-314-2114 and leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Or go to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button, send me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. If that happens, everyone loses, because freedom loses. Go to GodsWar2020.com.